Hello, ladies. Here I am in Arizona. I just got done with dinner with Miss Kathy Hartman, and I came into the tribe. I'm looking a little frayed on the hair just because it's been a long, long day. I am waiting for a few of you to get in here before I get started too much. But we have a thread that is so good, and I have left what I would call the amazing comments on it. So, I don't know how to, like, this video is going to go into archives. It's going to go into the video replays. It's going to go into the private member podcast, but this is a surprise live. So before all of you freak out and think like, oh my God, it wasn't on the training calendar. No, it's not. Just sometimes when I read y'all's stuff, I want to come on and talk about it because it's a lot easier to talk about it than it is to just keep typing. So I believe it started with Amanda Molina. She started a thread, which I just want to applaud her because it's not always easy to come into the Facebook group when so many people are getting results and so many people are saying, like, it's working for me. And, you know, like today we had, oh my gosh, I can't think of your name, but if somebody in here knows her, will you please tag her? She got off her diabetes medicine. Like, this is a big fucking deal. You know, when I teach you guys how to lose weight, that's like the one thing that I want for you. But as we do the model, I want you guys to think like the result line that I want for all of you is full of things. You know, not only changing your weight, getting to where you want to be, but I also want you getting off medications, like just seeing significant improvements just in your life in general. So today, oh, by the way, guys, can y'all do me a favor and just let me know that you can see. The internet here is really stinky. Let me go outside and see if I get better internet. Kathy said she got better internet outside. So let me just tell you, it's not exactly warm here either. So I am, as Logan says, I may be in the dark, but well, let me see if I can turn on a light. Logan always says that when he does things like this, it's called making the great sacrifice. He's always saying, like, Mommy, do you appreciate the grand sacrifice that I'm making for you? I'm like, sure, baby. All right, that's just the light for a picture. All right, there's no lights out here, so. But I'm going to go outside because I think the internet actually is picking up better out here. So, hello, girls. So, let me know if you can hear me okay, too, because they're actually playing a little music. I just want to make sure everybody's doing okay. God, this is terrible. Let me turn this chair around. But one of the things that I wanted to do was I wanted to talk to you guys about how much I appreciate when you share not only what is working for you, but also what's not working for you. So with Amanda, it's just not always fun to be able to come in and say, hey, things aren't working. You know, I keep seeing success. I keep seeing these things. And when that happens, what happens is it's tapping on your insecurity. It's not so much that you're worried things aren't working. It's that you start worrying you're just not going to be able to do this, period. And it will always be more tempting to quit. Guys, this is the critical break point for all of you. When you're looking around and you start focusing on how it's not working, you have to drill in to figuring out specifically what is not working, like in my action line. A lot of you will want to go to the program isn't, and if you like, I just believe in this program. There's too many people here having great results for the program to not be showing that it doesn't work. So I just want you to like suspend your belief for a moment that it, what if it wasn't that the four basics don't work? What if it wasn't that the program didn't work? Because what happens is if you quit on this program, you end up quitting on the next program that you aren't working 100%. And like, I am not trying to like keep clients. Like, look, if you think there's something better out there, go for it. I do not beg people to stay in PNP ever. And here's why. It's not even a good use of my energy and time. But what I do want all of you to know is that it is not worth your time and energy to quit here and have to restart somewhere else if your mind is that the program doesn't work versus how am I showing up? Have I taken enough time to drill into what I'm doing first? Am I 100%? Am I all in? Am I showing up when I don't want to? Am I doing all the things? And so I was asking this question because I'm at a training right now. It's a high performance training and I'm getting good questions for you guys. And so one of the things he was talking about today that I just like, I literally wrote it down in my notebook and voila, the opportunity to coach it comes right on. And it was, can't hear you, but can't see you. Yeah, I know I was outside. So can y'all hear me now? Just tell me if you can hear me now. Cause then I'll go on to the next part, which is so good. I think I'm just getting better internet outside. Cause every time I come back inside, guys, all the comments just stop. All right. And then when I walk outside, all the comments. So this is why I'm in the dark. All right. So what happens is I posted and said, if you sent me your PMP planner and like, let's just say like, all right, send me your PMP planner for the last 30 days. Would I be able to look at your planner and say, this is exactly what her problems are? I can see all the things that she's doing. I can see all the things that like all the times that she's not eating and what she's working on and what she thinks the problems are. Would I be able to look at it and see everything you've tried? All the, like, are you just sending it in every day? Like, I'm doing my four circles. I write in follow the four basics and drink my water every day. Are you nuancing your daily actions in your four circles? Are you spotting and digging and looking for patterns? Do you have completed plans? Can I see on your tracker exactly how many days you slept, how many days you overate? And then when I turn to that day, I can see this is exactly what she overate. And on top of that, could I see a recovery worksheet to see where your brain is? If I couldn't see all that, then here's what I know. You still haven't made you a priority to get this done. You're indulging in the idea that you want it. You're sitting around wasting your time thinking about how bad you would like to lose weight. But what you're not doing is while you're sitting around thinking about how bad you want to lose weight, you're not sitting there looking at why you aren't losing weight. You aren't sitting there and thinking like, if I was going to do something different tomorrow, what would the one thing be? What is the next thing that I'm going to do? Can I look at your planner and see your thought patterns about how you are willing to each day see what's going on, pick yourself up, and move yourself one step forward the next day, no matter what it is? No matter how shit show the day might have been, can I see in your planner the next day where you learned from it, where you nuanced a circle? If you've been doing the same fucking fourth circle, guys, for 3 weeks and that's not working, why are you writing it another day? That is the question you ask yourself. What needs to be in that fourth circle? It probably isn't the same tired shit I keep writing every day. And I'm just going to say, like, there was, I think it was Amanda. She had said, well, if you saw my planner, I'd like plan 20 days and that I'm eating at work. Yeah, your planner should also say, I'm eating candy every day in the middle of the workday. My fourth circle, I told her what to do. You know why? I don't have any drama about fucking trying shit, anything it's going to take to figure out bullshit that's in my way. Most of you don't want to do that level of work. You're just like, I'm just waiting for it to click. I just want to know when I'm going to get it. So like, when's the easy part of the weight loss going to start? Here's when easy weight loss starts. When you pay your rent on time every day, looking at the stuff you don't want to look at, coming up with ideas and solutions, and figuring out what is the next thing I'm willing to try. I would rather see you guys learn the skill of your knee-jerk reaction to be try something new versus quit on yourself. For most of you, that is the next lesson that has to be learned in weight loss. So like, my advice was, plan the fucking candy. If you keep seeing that you're eating it every day at work, while you're working on why the fuck you need candy every day, am I bored? Am I tired? Am I lonely? Do I need to get more sleep at night? What is this candy habit in the afternoon or eating habit in the afternoon? What is it telling me? I got shit thoughts about my job. I got shit thoughts about my boss. Maybe my job is great, but I don't sleep at night because I'm watching freaking Netflix. Whatever it is, dig in.
Your off-plan eats are an invitation to dig in, not to quit. So I just said, plan the candy. And here's what we're going to do. Every day, we're going to plan the candy. And we're going to sit there and we're going to look at the candy. And before we're not just going to eat candy like we've been doing. We're going to sit there and we're going to say like, all right, I'm getting ready to have the candy because it's on plan. And I want to know, why do I want it? Before I eat it, I've got to earn the currency, right? We got to pay the dues. Why do I want to eat this candy every day at this time? What am I noticing right now? And why is this candy more important than my goals and dreams? You write that shit out and you think that and you're like, okay, now I'm ready for candy and that's okay. Have your candy. But you do that every day, you develop a different relationship with your goals. You develop a different relationship with yourself. You start figuring out what your problems are and you start solving them yourself. You don't need me to solve them. You don't need me to find your post on a Tuesday night when I'm at a self-development conference. And I will do this shit every day, no matter what. Guys, I will do all I can to help every one of you lose this weight. But you gotta help yourself first, because I can't be in this group 24 hours a day. You can be there for you 24 hours a day. You can take these tools. You can be doing that work, but you gotta get over yourself. You gotta quit thinking it's gonna click. I gotta get motivated, whatever. It's like, light your fires. Put yourself in a spot where it is that important you get it done. There is no more excuses in this boat. None. Life preservers, I strap that shit on myself. I ain't waiting for a captain to come and save my ass. Guys, you gotta plan every day. Your bullshit excuses have to stink. If your first problem is that you aren't planning, then you need to fucking start planning. And let the plan tell you what the next best step for you is. You gotta be in the mindset of, I am going to move forward even when I feel like it might be moving backward. But that's my job to tell myself, no, this is the next best step. And my old bullshit thinking doesn't play anymore. And I'm done listening to it. At some point, we got to quit asking ourselves, why do we even have it? Who cares? Why do you care that you have it? Care more about your future. Care more about the next step. Stop caring about why you don't care yet. That's fucking wasting time. We ain't got time to waste. You get one shot at this life. Every day that passes is one less day that you have. Use it or lose it. Seriously. All right. I could not keep up with the comments if I wanted to. Just saying. I'm going to try to. Let's just start it all over. Anybody had a question, will you just write, do it now, and do hashtag ask. I will answer it super fast. But otherwise, I'm going to get out of here because I feel like I preach like I'm almost hot, but I'm starting, my backside's cold and my armpits are sweating. I've been one of those weird cold sweats. So I do want to tell you guys, please tag your accountability partners. I think this is one of my rants that I think everybody needs to hear. I really, like, if I didn't leave you with anything on this one, it is, if I sent my planner to Corinne, could she look at it and know in an instant that weight loss was my priority? That I was showing up faithfully in my planner. I was trying all the things that I could. I was coming up with ideas. And even on the days I didn't feel like doing this, I got in that planner and I even wrote about how I didn't feel like doing it. Your planner is a reflection of your desire to lose your weight. It is not a reflection of how good you are. It is not a reflection of how perfect you are or anything. It is a reflection of your willingness to move forward even when you aren't loving yourself in the moment. Sometimes the ultimate love that you can have for yourself is showing up at your lowest. I know for me, that is very true. The best self-love I ever do is showing up for my thoughts, showing up for my planner, and writing on the days when I would like to just crawl under the covers and not show up for myself or the world. But you can't show up for anybody else until, like, you show up for you. And that planner will tell me, I'm either fucking serious or I'm not. And if you're not doing it, then let's get serious. Let's not get down on ourselves. Let's not quit. That's called the easy way out, and we don't have to do that ever again. It's just a choice. The easy way isn't the way that gets you to your goals. All right, guys. I didn't see any questions. It looks like everybody's just tagging. I really appreciate you guys doing that. Please continue. When you watch this on replay, tag your partners, tag your friends. We're going to put this in the Private Member Podcast. We will get this up in the thing. I will let all my team know, because nobody knows that I was doing this tonight. Everybody's off but Corinne. Miss Kathy's in there talking to Ken. So, I love you guys. Like, y'all don't ever doubt that this is my mission. I have spent 2 days at a high performance thing getting coached on my love of this tribe and my love of this mission. And I'm just telling you, we are doing everything we possibly can to make sure women get to lose their weight mentally and physically. Y'all deserve way more than what you give yourselves on most days. And I want to teach you how to stop doing that shit. How to give more to you. Not just in your way, but in every way. So, we're coming back from this. I'm going to tell you, better coaches, better women, better people, better mommies. I'm just learning a lot. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.